Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The right fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rube Wahlberg. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Rube Wahlberg. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ed Grimes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Blaeholder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, George Blaeholder. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell, who is chasing the ball. Bishop reaches third base with a triple. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bishop scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grimes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell strikes out. There goes Schult. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin takes first base on ball four. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kramer. Farrell reaches second base with a double. Schult scores. Goslin goes all the way around to score. It's Athletics, 2, Browns, 2. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blaya Holder fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Haas moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes bunts towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Melillo covering, for the out. Haas moves to third. McNair moves to second. One out. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg hits a pop-up beyond third. Grimes can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Haas scores. It's 3-2, Athletics. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Bishop hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blaya Holder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Ed Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Blaya Holder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaya Holder hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cochran for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schult strikes out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns bunts towards the mound. Wahlberg fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Haas reaches second base with a double. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blaya Holder fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Blaya Holder. Haas moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-0 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grimes fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Grimes. Haas scores. McNair moves to third. Dykes moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 4-2, Athletics. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wahlberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to home to get McNair. Dykes moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Wahlberg moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dykes scores. Wahlberg scores. Bishop moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 6-2, Athletics. Wally Hebert now pitching. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bishop scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-2, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kramer moves to third. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Goslin takes first base on ball 4. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Goslin moves to second. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Goslin. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. Goslin steals third. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into right field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0-for-1 in the game. Grimes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Goslin scores. Farrell moves to second. It's 7-3, Athletics. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Levy bunts towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Farrell moves to third. Grimes moves to second. Two outs. Larry Betancourt pinch hits for Wally Hebert. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt takes first base on ball 4. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schultz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Farrell scores. Grimes scores. Betancourt moves to third. It's 7-5, Athletics. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Chad Kimsey now pitching. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McNair strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kimsey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. Campbell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goslin for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Melillo takes first base on ball 4. Farrell moves to second. Ed Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wahlberg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wahlberg for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bishop for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Kramer bunts towards the mound. Kimsey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Levy hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chad Kimsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kimsey strikes out. Two outs. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Schultz hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Haas. Schultz reaches second base with a double. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-3 in the game. Burns hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got two RBIs. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 3 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Campbell for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks, Goslin hits a fly ball into right field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Farrell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Melillo hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Haas, who is chasing the ball. Melillo reaches third base with a triple. Farrell goes all the way around to score. It's 7-6 Athletics. Ed Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grimes hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 2 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Melillo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nap Klauser pinch hits for Chad Kimsey. Nap Klauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klauser hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Schult hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kramer. Schult reaches second base with a double. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 4 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Gray now pitching. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wahlberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grimes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Bishop hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schulte. Bishop reaches second base with a double. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Kramer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cochran for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-4 in the game. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. Ha settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Wahlberg covering, for the out. 2 outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 7, and St. Louis Browns, 6. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.